Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
So what's with a midget?
Actually, that's Mike's department.
It's just so unfair.
Get down, girl.
Please remove your hands.
I'm sorry, what?
Dinner's already fixed.
Well, would you look at that.
Imagine someone actually paying money for that.
I filed a petition with the county. I've had enough.
Scoot over. You're hogging all the room.
I am scooted over. This is me scooted over.
Then maybe me better consider a weight loss program.
Yeah. What are you eating now, Nick?
Last night's anchovy pizza.
Ew.
Smothered in sugar.
Ew.
Okay, let's go, everybody. Get in the car.
Hey, Hector, you're small enough. There's room for you back here.
Thank you.
Ow! Watch those elbows, short stuff.
Sorry.
Mom, the car is way too crowded. Help me with this. We gotta get a van.
Or a bus.
Guys, you know, money's a little tight right now.
Well, maybe if Lisa didn't lug that tuba all around.
It's called a baritone, and we're having tryouts this afternoon for the halftime marching band.
They let blind people march?
Sure, you hear about it all the time.
Tracy, somebody forgot a lunch.
Not me.
Got mine.
Hector, is this yours?
For me, you made a lunch?
Well, actually, that's Mike's department. Thanks, sweetheart.
We'll see you, hon.
Oh, let me know when you find a kangaroo.
Will do.
Oh, Mike, make sure you check Mr. Sneed's place. That's where Chester headed the last time he got out.
Thanks, Jess. We'll see you guys later.
Bye, see you later, Mike.
Bye. Chester? You named the baby kangaroo Chester?
You named the elephant Gus.
Nick, would you pass this back to Hector?
Sure. One lunch to go for the new kid.
I'm afraid I do not understand. I just ate a big breakfast.
And in a few hours, you'll eat a big lunch. And after that, an even bigger dinner.
This is so much food that you eat.
Hey, look, you ain't on the streets of Columbia no more, kiddo. This is America. Land of plenty. Where everyone eats three meals a day.
Or for some of us, five or six.
Hey, I'm a growing boy.
Yeah, in both directions.
Yeah, very funny. Yeah.
Hey, has anybody seen my collection? Collection? It's in a shoebox.
Is this it?
Yeah, Nick, can you pass it back here?
Sure. What type of collection are we talking here?
Nick, don't open it.
Why? What's the big deal?
Nick!
What's going on back there?
Hey, quit jumping around. You're going to make me spill.
What is going on back there?
It's Jessica's collection. They're running all over the car.
Running? What do you mean running? What type of collection?
Oh.
It's my cockroach collection.
Cockroach!
Chester! Chester, here, boy! Chester!
Oh, where could he be?
Chester! Chester!
Mulligan, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Mr. Sneed. One of our animals got out. You haven't seen a baby kangaroo bouncing around here anywhere, have you?
If I'd have seen him, I'd have called the animal shelter and had him hauled away.
Pardon me?
How many times have I told you I'm sick and tired of your animals crawling all over my land?
I know, and I'm sorry. We're putting up stronger fencing as fast as we can,
but fencing won't stop the stink.
Stink?
Your animals.
Oh.
Yeah. Every time the wind blows across your property, I smell their manure. It's disgusting, Mulligan. Disgusting.
Yeah, I guess that would be.
I'm sick of it. This was a nice, quiet area until you brought in those animals. And those kids of yours don't help anything either.
Look, I can appreciate your frustration
about
the...
I don't think you can, Mulligan. But you will when my petition goes through.
Your what?
I filed a petition with the county. I've had enough.
Mr. Sneed, if we could just talk about this for a few minutes.
I've done all the talking I care to at the moment. Now get off my property before I have you arrested for trespassing.
Mr. Sneed, look, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but if we could just sit down.
No, not another word. And if I see any more of your animals on my land, I'm going to shoot them. You hear me, Mulligan? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot them.
Mr. Sneed! Oh, great. Another friendly neighbor-to-neighbor chat.
We will hold challenges on the Tagata and Fugue section next week, so make sure you are prepared. Lisa, may I see you for a moment?
Oh, yeah, sure. Is there a problem, Mr. Benteen?
No, certainly not. Please have a seat. Since your arrival here at our school, I have been most impressed with your musical skills and with your contribution to the orchestra.
Oh, thank you. Music means a lot to me. I work pretty hard at it. In fact, someday, I'd like to go into it professionally. You know, like a conductor or something.
Yes. I see you signed up to audition for the halftime marching band.
Yeah?
Doesn't that strike you as, I don't know, a bit ambitious?
No, not at all. You see, all I have to do is memorize the steps. Well, you know, figure out how many to take before each turn, and how that fits in with the music. And actually, it's pretty simple once you figure it out.
Yes, well, I appreciate your enthusiasm and your determination. But don't you think it would be safer to work within your given limitations?
Limitations?
Well, yes.
Oh, you mean being blind?
There's great wisdom in accepting one's situation and learning to live within its boundaries.
Mr. Benteen, I know I can do this.
I'm sure you think you can.
I know I can. And if you let me audition this afternoon, I can prove it.
Lisa, I'm simply looking
out for your... Just give me the chance, Mr. Benteen, and I'll prove it. I promise. Just give me the chance.
As you wish, Lisa. As you wish.
Stuart!
Hey, so what's with the midget?
This is Hector. He's from Mexico.
Actually, I'm from Colombia.
Like it matters. Look, this is the sixth grade table, Shrimpola. All first graders and pet dwarves sit over at that one.
Dwarf, oh, you're making a joke. Actually, I'm in the sixth grade. I'm just small for my age.
Small? You need a stepladder just to tie your shoes.
Another joke.
Yeah, another joke. Now get lost, Munchkin Man, before I get mad.
I'm sorry, I
am Scray, Skedaddle. What's the matter? Don't you speak English?
I thought I did.
Maybe the dwarf needs some help.
Maybe he does. Here, let me have that.
Stop, that's my sandwich.
Sandwich? This doesn't look like a sandwich. Not if you mush it all together.
No, please.
He's right. Looks more like a ball to me.
Hey, let's see if it bounces.
Please give me that.
Guess not. Oh, I get it.
Stop, you're wasting good food.
It's a frisbee. A peanut butter and jelly frisbee. Let's see if it flies. There we go. Go get it, Munchkin Man. Go fetch the frisbee. Go get it, boy. Good boy.
Hey, you're from the streets. You know how to fight. You should have just decked him, you know? Asserted yourself. Winona, why don't you, will you please get down? Get down, girl.
You know, somehow I don't think decking him is exactly the Christian response we're looking for here.
Especially since he's a lot bigger than me.
Well, big or small, there's always going to be bullies in our lives. And the trick is learning somehow to get along with them.
Even the cranky next-door neighbor kind.
Yes.
You're talking about Mr. Sneed.
Yeah, what's he up to now?
Well, he's filing some sort of petition to get rid of the animals.
Get rid of the animals? He can't do that.
It's okay, girl. He doesn't mean you.
How can we become a wild animal park without wild animals?
Yeah, that would stink.
Actually, that's his point.
Huh?
Well, he's complaining about the smell of the animals. And to be honest, he might be right.
Okay, so let's just buy him out. We could use the extra acres.
Nick, we can barely make mortgage payments as is.
It's just so unfair.
Huh?
Why is everything always so unfair? Why does everything always have to be so hard?
Oh, whoa, where'd that come from?
Mr. Benteen gave her a tough time during marching band tryouts this afternoon.
Lisa, lift up your legs. Lisa, stay with the group. Lisa, raise your horn.
He pushed you pretty hard, huh?
Yeah, and I know it's just because I'm blind. He doesn't think I can do it.
Can you?
Dad, other blind kids do it in other schools. Mom just read about it in one of those inspirational storybooks.
She's got a point.
It's just not fair.
Funny, I don't remember reading anything about life being fair.
Yeah, she's right, kiddo. Life's full of injustice. I mean, here I am, an undiscovered star, with this pretty face
and no brain.
Or Janelle and Jessica here with their mom sick, or you being born blind, or people making fun of Hector for being so short, even though his feet do reach all the way to the ground.
Thank you, Nick. I think.
He's right, sweetheart. God never promised us fair, but he did promise that if we love him and do what he says, that, well, everything will work out for the best.
Everything?
That's what he says. All things work together for the good to those who love the Lord.
That is a very big promise.
He's a very big God.
And things may not work out the way we'd like or as quickly as we want, but one way or another, he will work them out for the best.
That's pretty cool.
That's why the Bible also says to give thanks in all things.
I'm supposed to thank God for Mr. Benteen pushing so hard?
No, but in the midst of him pushing so hard, you're to thank God. You know, to trust him that somehow, some way, he will use it for the good.
Boy, I hope you're right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Lise, what's cooking?
Oh, hi, Nick. I was just waiting for Mr. Benteen to post it.
Excuse me. Step aside. Step aside,
here he is,
please.
Now. He's posting the marching band list.
There we go. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, Nick, will you check it for me? You know, see if I'm on it?
Yeah, no sweat. Excuse me, kiddies. Just passing through. Yeah, let me see now. Johnson, Lawson, Miller, Pedersen. I don't see it, Lise. No Mulligan here.
You must have skipped over it.
I don't think so. Lawson, Miller, Pedersen. Nope. No Mulligan.
Are you sure?
Lise, you're not on the list.
But I have to...
Zilch, nada, as in no way, Jose.
Oh. All right.
Are you okay, Lise?
Yeah. Sure.
Hey, midget man.
Please, I would prefer you not to call me that.
Yeah, well, I'd prefer you to stay out of my sight.
I'm no longer sitting at your table. I think that's...
Well, that's what you get for thinking, poor boy.
Please remove your hands.
Oh, and if I don't, what are you going to do about it?
Please, I've asked you nicely.
So which dwarf are you, huh? Shrimpy, Shorty?
Come on, Stu, let the kid go.
Please.
Or maybe it's Pygmy, or how about Brunty?
Eso es para que no se meta conmigo, mijo. No me vas a decir en nada. Oíste. Sorry, but I did warn you.
Stu, you all right?
What was that?
I think that was Rocky.
Hey, what's going on here? Stuart? Hector? Are you fighting?
No, Mr. Tuller.
Both of you come with me.
I didn't do anything. He hit me
now.
First.
Oh.
So, is there anything in particular you'd like to tell me?
Nothing comes to mind. Oh,
second day of school and already suspended for fighting? Sounds like some kind of record to me.
All I did was assert myself, as Nick suggested.
Well, sometimes Nick isn't always the best role model to choose from. Mr. Toller said you were fighting over your height. Is that true?
Actually, it wasn't much of a fight. Stuart doesn't know the first thing.
Is it true? Hector.
Yes, it's true.
And after all we talked about last night?
Last night, you said I should thank God for my shortness.
No, what I said was...
Am I also to thank God for my mother's death? Are my friends starving in the streets of Bogota? What about
my... Wait a minute, hold it. Is that what's been running through your mind? Oh, Hector, we don't thank God for the bad things that happen. I never said that.
But you and Mr. Mike said
we
that...
We said, in the middle of our difficulties, we're to thank him. There's a big difference. We don't thank God for bad things. But when they happen, we thank him that he's in control. That somehow he'll use the bad things for the good.
These words So easy to say. And not so easy to live.
Tell me about it. But the point is, if we really trust... Wait a minute, is that Michael down there?
Where?
Down there, beside the storm sewer, and that... That's Mr. Sneed. Michael! Michael!
Oh, hi, Trace.
What's going on?
We found Chester.
You found the kangaroo?
Well, actually, Mr. Sneed did.
The ignorant thing crawled right into this storm sewer. Got himself stuck. Stupid animal.
Is he okay?
Well, he's not conscious, and from what I can see, it looks like his breathing's pretty shallow.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Hector.
Hi, Mr. Mike.
You see, he's way back in there. Is that, what, 8, 10 feet, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I see. We just shoot the critter. Put it out of its misery.
Mr. Sneed.
Oh, see for yourself. You can tell the thing isn't going to make it.
He does look awfully dehydrated. Mike, we need to get him out of there.
Yeah, but how? The pipe's too small for any of us to crawl through.
I can do it.
What?
I'm small enough. I can crawl in there.
No, Hector, I don't want you crawling in
Boy's
there.
Boy's as ignorant as the animal.
Mr. Sneed, if you can't be part of the solution, then I
suggest... Easy, Trace. Trace, easy. Look, Hector, I don't think that's such a good idea.
It'll be no problem. Here, take my coat.
Hector?
Sweetheart, really.
Back home, I used to sleep in such storm drains.
Hector, I think Michael's right. I don't want you to go in there.
There's nothing to worry about. It'll be tight, but I can squeeze through.
Hector? Michael?
Well, he might be right. It might be Chester's only hope.
Well, what if he wakes up? Panics. Kangaroos can pack a pretty mean kick.
Yeah, but he's been unconscious quite a while already.
See? This is no problem.
Be careful.
You go ahead, son. But nice and easy now.
No problem.
Now I've seen everything.
You're doing fine, son. Nice and easy.
I'm almost there. Ow!
Hector!
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just a rock.
Oh, Michael.
No, he's okay. He's all right.
Just about there. I have him!
Great.
Is he conscious? How's his breathing?
He's breathing, but he doesn't move.
Okay, Hector, listen. Wrap your arm around him as best you can and start pulling him toward us. Right, there you go. Good, good.
Being so small, he is very heavy.
Looks can be deceiving. There's a whole lot of muscle packed into those little bodies.
Yes, I believe I can relate.
Yes, I believe you can. Careful!
Okay, just a few more feet now. Good, good, good. There you go, oh, good.
Are you okay, sweetheart?
Yeah, I think so.
Good work, Hector.
Mike, help me get Chester to the car. I need to get him home and get some IVs into him right away.
Here, let me help.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, Mr. Sneed. Thanks.
For what? The kid here did all the work.
Oh, maybe, but you're the one who spotted him. You're the one who called me. Thank you.
Doesn't make any difference, Mulligan. That critter will be out of here soon enough. You'll all be out of here. It's just a matter of time. You hear me, Mulligan? Just a matter of time.
Well, I guess I won't take that as you're welcome, then.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mom.
There she is.
She is.
Hi, Mom.
Here she is.
Go ahead and have a seat, Mom. Dinner's already fixed.
Well, would you look at that. Mmm, fried hot dogs and broiled... Is that macaroni and cheese?
I fixed it myself.
Ooh, that's nice. Excuse me, Winona. I believe that's my chair.
So, how's the patient?
It was close, but he's going to be okay.
Yes! Oh, that's
great.
All right, Mom!
Good job.
All right, nice. Hector, if Chester had spent another hour inside that storm drain, he'd never have made it.
All right!
Good job, Hector.
Way to go.
Nice.
You, thank you.
And we got more good news.
Really?
Tell her, Mike.
Well, I received a call from some fertilizer manufacturer down in Connellsville. Apparently they're a friend of one of the county officials, the one Mr. Sneed has been complaining about us to.
No, actually,
the fertilizer guy wants to know if we'd be willing to sell him some of the manure from our animals.
You're kidding!
No, that's true.
Yeah, imagine someone actually paying money for that stuff.
Oh, Mike, that's terrific!
So what looked like a problem might actually help us through some of these tough financial times.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So it's true. God really does cause things to work together for good.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, he does.
Well, Lisa, how did things go with the marching tryouts?
Not so hot.
She didn't make it.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry.
But it's okay. I'm going to bear down and work a lot harder. By this time next year, Mr. Benteen won't be able to find any excuses.
Good girl.
And in the process, you're going to become a much better musician.
Exactly.
Good. That's good. Very cool. So God does work stuff out.
Uh-huh. Unless, of course, you're Mr. Sneed.
Yeah, who is that guy?
Hey, now listen. Some things and people just take a little longer, that's all. You give him time, he'll come around.
Just like my bug collection.
I'm sorry, what?
Remember when all my bugs got away?
Oh, yeah.
How can I forget? I've never
been. Some nightmares are hard to forget. Oh,
yeah. Well, it got me to thinking how stupid collecting bugs was for a science project.
Yeah, when she's right, huh?
So now I got a new collection.
A new collection?
Yeah, I want to see. Here, take a look.
Oh, Jessica, really, I don't think now is
instead of bugs, I'm collecting reptiles. See?
Oh, gross, get those away.
Oh,
they're
no.
They're not gross, they're just, well,
Jessica,
oh, no. They're lizards.
The verse that Mike Mulligan told Hector and Lisa about is found in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 20. Paul is telling the Christians in Ephesus to be imitators of God, to walk as wise people, and to speak to each other with joyful hearts, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God. It's not always easy to do, as both Lisa and Hector learned in today's adventure. But if you're facing a big problem, just remember another verse Paul wrote to the Philippians. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Once you remember this, it's a whole lot easier to give thanks. Well, that's all for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. And All Things Give Thanks was written by Bill Myers and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.